Obviously, sometimes singing a song can raise difficult or painful memories, Joy. Do you think this is a problem with a reminiscence group of this sort?
Well, my own sort of view is that you really need to know people quite well and feel very sensitive towards them and to be able to share. And I think the advantage about this particular group is that they've been going since, as Diana says, 91, and that's been 10 years. And we get to know people really quite well, and we can quickly recognise when you need to sort of change tack a bit or ease off a bit, or even sort of go to somebody and say, well, look, would you like to share that? We don't exactly say that, but we allow them to describe or to share the thing that's perhaps distressing them or they're anxious about, or they particularly want to talk about.
That goes on with a verse, doesn't it?
Now have a look, Harry.
May I
have a look, thank you.
Oh, I don't remember that song.
Oh, this is the one, yes. This is your words.
Yeah.
So you don't need them, this, do you?
No, not really. I don't think I do.
Is that your handwriting?
Yeah.
You should be able to read it then.
Well, you're joking.
I know, I write that with my writing. And Harry, can you just tell me why this song is particularly special? Is it because it's...
Well, it's special to me because my wife sang it, I should think, 80 years ago.
Really?
I doubt she was much more than 20 when she sang it.
Oh.
I joined her Sunday school when I was 6, and I was saved right
the way... That's right, you told us that story.
Right through
until
I was married
yes.
in 1934.
Cool.
But then, of course, we used to go back because her mum and dad were there. But,
and that was in London, wasn't it?
That was in London,
yes.
In Harrow.
In Harrow, that's right.
And I beg your pardon, that was in Shepherd's Road, near Olympia.
Well, so sort of West London.
West London, yeah.
Yeah.
It's personal. Well, it's dear to me because of that, because she sang it.
Yeah.
I mean, as I say, she died 8 years ago, and actually would have been the anniversary yesterday. That's why Alan took me home.
Well, your wedding anniversary? Or the death of...
She died.
Oh,
yeah, she
dear.
Died.
Do you mind singing it for us today, then?
Mm?
Do you mind singing
it? I don't mind singing it if I don't break down. If I do, I'll do well. It's hard luck, isn't it?
Well,
yes, it is hard luck. You're right. Don't worry.
What's a... I don't know whether I might get the B-flat right. You haven't got anything to give me a B-flat,
Well, do you want
it doesn't matter. I'll take a chance on it. When you've wandered alone on the highways, with the wind and the rain in your hair, when the wisdom you bought as you struggled for naught toward the rainbow that vanished in air, then a weariness comes and a longing for a shelter and comfort apart. And you smile on the past that has shown you at last the desire that is deep in your heart. If there's a cottage small by a waterfall at the closing of the day, with someone to wait at a garden gate, who will charm your troubles away. Be it humble and all tumble down, if there's love to welcome you, then a cottage small by a waterfall is a place where dreams come true. Just a place where dreams come true.
That is just fantastic.
Really lovely.